Taylor Watch.
Welcome back. What a low energy Taylor Watch, huh?
Yeah, you know, I mean, why? It's sad vibes.
Today is sad vibes. Today is Tuesday. Thank you, Gia, for waiting for me for the show. I was out in New Orleans doing a little something.
Ooh.
Got back. It's rat race is what we were doing. Clemmer's like, don't give away any blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, bitch, I'm sick of being told like, keep it a secret. It's like, no, it's not a secret that I was traveling for 3 days and I couldn't post a single thing about
it. So that's impossible.
I was in New Orleans for Rat Race. It's not going to premiere for a while, so just get excited for that. Whatever. I wasn't in it. I was a part of it. Whatever. It's a whole thing. I don't know why I had to get that off my chest, but it was like,
let it rip, girl.
It was like an annoying thing, like the whole time. Whatever. Yeah. I just kept feeling like whatever. So, thank you guys for being patient, waiting for this to come out. I would say that My evening in my hotel room in New Orleans, watching the Eras Tour on my phone because the Wi-Fi was too bad to watch it on YouTube on my computer, was maybe some of the like maybe the most depressing like 3 hours of time.
Yeah,
not because you know I was enjoying the whole concert, of course, but it was very hard to enjoy knowing that it was ending. Like it was one of those things of like
like after each era ends, you're kind of like oh, like damn, three more hours to go, like two more to go, like damn. Like
that's really kind of how I was I was watching it, being like, oh shit, there's only this left. Like I had a hard time, like savoring it or like you know whatever, because I was just so sad for it to be ending. And I think that Swifties everywhere are devastated and sad and whatever. But again, life goes on, and these things have to come to an end sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not like you know. I'm not going to freaking cry my eyes out over the end of the Eras Tour, you know what I mean? Like, okay, wait, no, because I did cry my eyes out at the end of the Eras Tour.
But I think
it's more like
it's
I'm not going to like carry that sadness with me, I guess, because it's such a sad thing that it's ending. But yeah, like it was time for it to end.
Totally.
And I think the way that it ended was perfect, you know, like with all the surprise songs, everything, obviously we'll get into it, but it's a weird feeling because like even like my boyfriend was like sorry about the Eras Tour you know how
so many people were like
you don't have
damn,
to like,
you must be really sad about the Eras Tour. I'm like I am
it's like but I'm not gonna like be like oh like, Eras Tour is over. Like my life is over.
What do we do now? Even though I was saying,
maybe
what do
I will
now?
Feel that though more this week. Like when the weekend comes up, and I'm like, damn, I have nothing to like care about this weekend.
For sure. I think though the real difference is not that we're sad that the Eras Tour is over. Of course, we're sad that the concerts are over.
Yeah.
We don't get to watch live streams. You don't get to talk about it every week and whatever. Like, yes, there's a level of sadness for that, but that's more of like a oh man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The sadness I think comes from, or at least for me, comes from a place where like the Eras Tour has become such a massive deal. Outside of it just being a concert, like it's become this place for people to go and feel happy and feel safe and have fun and be themselves. And I liked I love the energy surrounding it. I love how people treat each other when it comes to the Eras Tour. And it's almost like a signal, like, oh, you like Taylor Swift? Oh, you like the Eras Tour? You're obsessed with it? Whatever. That means you're a good person. Or that means this. That means that. Like, I kind of...
Safe space.
I kind of put that, you know, I put those together. So the ending of it, you know... It's this feeling of like, well, I hope that those like good vibes towards each other don't go away just because we're not seeing it every day.
Yeah.
And but I think that feeling inside the concert, you know, everybody that was able to experience the last three nights in Vancouver, so lucky, so exciting. And I know, you know, we've talked about Game Time nonstop sending us to Miami, and we get stories all the time of people doing the last minute tickets and getting to go via Game Time, and they've just been so wonderful to us and throughout this whole experience.
Yep.
And we love them.
Yeah, you guys know how much we love Game Time. Now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I was actually looking at tickets for a few things. I was looking at, there's a Mariah Carey concert on Friday.
What?
And I'm seeing $41. Okay?
I'm
seeing $50 at Prue Center. I'm seeing $52. I'm seeing $76.
Wait a minute.
$90.
That sounds like something I gotta get my ass to.
Yeah, $94 in the fucking in the lower bowl, section 15. Yeah.
Whoa.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And it's the Christmas season. You know she's going to sing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
The timing is almost timing is too great. Perfect.
That's fantastic. So what else are you trying to say?
Also The Wicked. Wanted to see Hell Wicked yes. so bad. I'm seeing some tickets for Wicked, $126.
That's fantastic.
Wicked is a hot commodity right
it
now.
It is. I saw Wicked, I guess it was last year now. I keep saying 6 months ago, but it's been a few months since it's been 6 months. So I think it was like, you know, January, February of last year or whatever. Mm. And I got my tickets through Game Time and it was fantastic. And it was right on the cusp of it sort of like popping off because the movie was coming out. So it was like perfect timing. And I think that if people are, you know, Wicked is obviously the new phenomenon right now, which as it should be. But if you saw the movie and you're, you know, you're able to get to a Wicked show, if you're in the Tri-State area, New York, anything like that, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go see it. It's a fantastic play. They, you know, the songs are the same. You know, they put on an excellent show. So you got to get there.
It's almost like more emotional on the Broadway stage because you see the characters in real life. But
you'll also see the second half, like
that's,
you know,
true.
The movie's only act one first, technically, so you can kind of see what happens at the end. If you're itching, you can't wait a year. Mm. You need to find out what's going on. You can go see the play.
Yeah, totally. And Game Time is just great for Broadway tickets in general. But just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT pick setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. What are you waiting for? I'm definitely going to be buying those Wicked tickets now with Game Time picks. Take the guesswork. Wicked tickets.
Wicked
Take
tickets.
The guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. So, yes, thank you just forever and always to Game Time for having our backs, for having Swifties' backs, for caring about the fans that want to go and have these moments and experience this camaraderie, experience this community. Maybe they haven't felt it before. Game Time really, really came through for a lot of people. So shout out to them.
Yep.
But yeah, Eras Tour, last three nights in Vancouver. Surprise songs were as expected.
Yeah.
Heart-wrenching.
You
know, gut-punching.
Well, it really was like...
Piano songs.
I guess maybe night two, both of them were kind of more like sadder, but more piano.
The piano ones.
Night one, night three.
Do you feel, whenever she does the acoustic set, I always am more emotional with the piano regardless.
Yeah.
I think I'm like, I'm sure this is a common thought, like piano's just generally a little more emotional feeling.
Yeah.
But the performances were just fantastic. I think that everyone that went was, people didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
I know that we talked about it last week being like, we think it's going to be a straight up top to bottom Eras Tour show to commemorate, you know, the tour that it's been, the amazing, you know, everything about it's been so amazing. And so why like add in and be quirky and be weird towards the end or whatever. And I know that we also talked about how we didn't think there were going to be any announcements and blah, blah, blah. And Gia, I'm very glad that it went the way that it did.
Yeah, same.
I think that it's
it made me have less FOMO.
No, honestly, it really did. It made me have less FOMO. And it also to just like, It was a great close the chapter.
Yeah,
to the
it
tour,
was perfect.
You know?
I feel like if there, it had to be the way that it was. I feel like the original concept of the Eras Tour is how it should have ended because it's just like then that way it's kind of like fair for everyone.
Yeah,
I guess
think so.
In a way. Mm-hmm. Not that anything happening at people's concerts is unfair or whatever because you know it's up to Taylor's decision at the end of the day. But like, I don't know. I just feel like that moment is to kind of take what the Eras Tour is and not for all the other like added expectations, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just at first I thought, oh, maybe there would be, you know, a surprise. And, you know, she did bring out Gracie night two.
Yes, she
did. So there was technically a surprise guest, but no, nothing besides that. But to me, I feel like that's exactly what you said, the perfect ending.
Yeah, I think I really think it. And interestingly enough, Taylor was filmed all three nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she filmed the last night as well?
I think so, yeah.
And she wore the same outfits every night.
She wore the same, yes.
First and second, I know. Third, I really couldn't tell. Honestly, I was like too emotional. I couldn't tell.
I'm pretty sure she wore all the same outfits because I was like going through for Mastermind.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she's been wearing the same stuff over and over again.
Right.
But let me see.
Which is a telltale sign for you know, maybe anyone confused. I think pretty much everybody figured this out by now. But
so Vancouver, it was all the same. Right. Yeah.
So there were there was intense camera crew filming on the stage. There was, you know, runner cameras going along the sides of the stage, like very clearly filming for you know, what we have to assume is this documentary. Like,
yeah,
you know, some people are saying that she'll put out like another like concert thing and it'll have Tortured Poets in it. That would be exciting, but I don't know about that.
I just feel like documentary is just like, it's inevitable. Like, you just,
that feels like
the
thing.
It's just too big of a tour. I feel like we've been like parroting this forever and ever, but yeah, it's just too big of a tour to not have a documentary about it. So many moving parts, so many details that people are interested
in.
And yeah,
also, if I'm her, I want to document it for my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I do
look
wonder
at what
though,
I went through.
Like, the fact that she did wear the same outfits does kind of make me feel like maybe it was for some sort of concert thing, just because, like, the continuity of things. Like, I feel
exactly.
Like,
oh, right. Sorry. I meant to finish my thought. The reason she would wear all these outfits in a row is for continuity's sake.
Yeah.
Whenever, if they're filming her performing or whatever, when they edit it later,
yeah, then it doesn't matter.
They have much more footage to go through. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like it would be such a missed opportunity. You could also do both. It's like, there's no reason why you can't do both. But yeah, I really hope that there is some sort of form of documentary. Did you see that there was like on the screen for like a second, it seems like they jumped to one of the cameras?
Yes.
And it was like
on an onstage camera.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously they have the screens that project the show to, you know, to everybody in the stadium. And normally it's, you know, we don't know where those cameras are, but at one of the shows they put up on the screen what one of the camera guys was on the stage following her around during Reputation?
Yeah.
And was following her around and she's looking at the camera, whatever. Clearly, again, being filmed, but then
it looked like a music video.
It really did, So I'm unsure of what's to come. There's obviously something to come, though.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be exciting. And I think that continuously filming her performing, I mean, I can watch a performance, you know, a million different ways, a million different times. Doesn't matter what day, doesn't matter whatever.
Yeah.
But who knows what that will turn into. But I just think it's really exciting. And I also think that it's interesting that they are filming it, you know, which lends to our documentary, not even theory at this point. It's like, it's happening.
Yeah.
That they are filming her coming off stage with her parents, with her brother.
They're
with
filming the
parents,
like they're filming like people in the crowd. They're filming everybody. So
right. So it's you know, it's bigger than just like, you know, the stage.
Yeah.
So
And they had the the overhead ones too, which is like
the flying,
when you know,
camera on the cable.
Yeah. This just popped into my head. Did you see there was some controversy about the ending of the Aerosaur? Some people were saying that it was underwhelming. I think that the girl that does the live streams, Tess.
Oh yeah,
she's in some hot water.
Oh shit!
Because
what happened to Tess?
Let me see if I can find it.
I was commenting in her live stream,
but
for
she said something about,
I'm skipping around live streams.
She said something about like at the end of the show that the live stream, or sorry, that the show was underwhelming. Is what she said. And like people are like mad at her. Fuck, I can't find it.
I don't know how I didn't see this, but sometimes the streamer drama, unless it's like huge, I don't get into it. I watched Tess's stream for a little while, and then I was watching Amir's on YouTube.
Yeah, I always watch Amir on YouTube.
And I like him. So that was that. But I think the idea.
But yeah, but basically the general thing that people were mad about was that she was like, I can't believe like I stayed up for this, like,
oh,
whatever.
God.
Like that.
Where
she was,
is she based?
I don't really know, honestly. I don't know where she's from. I don't really know anything about her.
Yeah, I don't
but
either.
Like, she seemed so positive. So I think people. Oh, okay. She posted on her story.
Oh. Uh-oh, that's long. Looks long.
Yeah. Okay, wait. No, people are mad about her for a bunch of different things, it looks like.
Oh, my God. I did see someone on Twitter being like, why is Tess making merch? I was like, I don't know. Everybody makes merch.
Everybody makes merch. Yeah.
Don't buy it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I guess she had a rant about Taylor and Travis. She said not to expect an engagement and they might not be happy.
Ooh, what?
She went on an unnecessary rant about Travis and Taylor, saying people shouldn't expect the engagement from them because maybe they're not as happy as they appear to be. She also shared that annoying Gaylor stream who's obsessed with Travis.
Oh, you know what? I saw that girl. The girl who, the Gaylor who's obsessed with Travis. The one that like goes to his, went to his like, she went to like practice camp or something.
Oh.
Like Chiefs football camp. And I guess she's always posting. But I don't know if she was like a Chiefs fan or something. I really don't know the lore with that. I do know that some people will get themselves in hot water by trying to say things that they feel are maybe prolific, or they're trying to like curb expectations. Like Tess, I guess, saying it's underwhelming. I don't agree with it being underwhelming.
Yeah.
I think it was a top to bottom typical Eras Tour show, which in itself is already insane. I wouldn't call that underwhelming. I also think that saying something like, oh, maybe they're not as happy as they appear to be or whatever, like she's so nice. I can't imagine she meant that with like a bad tone. She's saying like maybe people are like,
I think they're skewing her words now that I'm looking at it. She posted and said,
"She doesn't sound like
I was told that some of the things I said at the end of today's live stream were confusing. I was trying to make the point of we shouldn't make statements and assume we know what is best for Taylor or what she wants.
For sure, which I kind of get.
And then try to relate the same message for people in our everyday lives because I see it way too often. I shouldn't have ended the night with that rant, but I kept seeing it and blah, blah, blah. I was trying to say that we should express to those that we love things like, I hope you're happy no matter what that looks like, and not hoping for specific pressuring outcomes for people. Learning that every thought I have doesn't need to be said, and especially not when I can't explain myself very well.
Girl, I feel that.
Feel that,
not every thought I say I think needs to be said. I'm just not here. I'm not here to cancel Tess, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think I care about this so much. I think that it kind of sounds like, it sounds like maybe she was trying to like overcorrect and maybe it came out wrong or something. I know that she tried really hard this entire tour to put on something nice for everybody. And I know that there's an aspect to it where it's like she makes a little money and whatever. But I think that people don't understand the work that goes into like working one of those live streams. Like,
it's crazy.
You have to be on constant alert. You have to like, it's, you know, you're giving up every day of your life. You know what I mean? That the tour is on. It's a lot. So and hundreds of thousands of people watch her live all the time. So I think it's, you know, I think I would venture to say she did more good than anything. So,
yeah, I agree.
So I think
just
we can,
like, she
we
like,
can just leave Tess alone for now, maybe.
Yeah, I agree.
Who knows what she's, you know,
I
don't
also
know
feel
what's,
like,
what's she going to do next? Like, who knows?
I guess I kind of, and I also at the end of the day, like, I kind of understand where she's coming from. Like, you just stayed up for 3 hours. Like, you're a live stream person. Like,
yeah.
You're tired. Like, you know, you're just,
for sure.
She was probably just like, oh, like, ugh, like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, nothing happened. Like, okay. And people are probably like, oh, what? Are you not happy that nothing happened? Like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Right. It's just like everybody's got an opinion.
Yeah.
It's like chill. Yeah, no,
okay. No, okay. Sorry. It's crazy how people are like just so quick to be like, I'm done with her, blah, blah,
to
blah.
Like, fuck her.
Yeah. It's like, because she like said something maybe you don't necessarily agree with. It's just crazy.
People, it's like, don't people get tired of doing
that? She got 142 million TikTok likes during the final Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Holy shit.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But that's the thing. Like, that's how many people are watching. At one point, I was watching, you know, on Amir's stream, it was like, you know, 500,000 people or something. 300,000 people watching his on YouTube. Like, I think I saw a stat on Twitter that that it was like at least a million people were watching on live streams alone. And I was like, that's, you know, that's crazy. But that's how, you know, everyone wants to tune in. Everyone wants to see. And yes, maybe they're tuning in because they want to see if there's going to be something, you know, an announcement or whatever at the end of the day. But I do think there's truth to the fact that people, just a ton of people, just wanted to, like, go through the motions of that one more time.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like, I know that was kind of for me. Like, we, earlier days, we would watch the live streams pretty religiously, I think, you and me.
Yeah.
And then towards, you know, after we saw it a few times, whatever, it's like, we knew what was going on. We didn't have to watch the live stream every single weekend. We'd see clips on Twitter of the surprise songs and maybe tune in for moments like that, but not the consistent watching like some people do. But I, you know, I watched all Friday and I watched all Sunday. And
I watched
show.
All 3 nights, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, so, I just, yeah. I thought that was... kind of
interesting,
crazy. I
yeah,
feel
it's
like
a little much. I think.
Yeah, it's hard when you're a live streamer also because like everything you say is live.
Of course.
So you
yes.
like every like
doing stuff live is hard.
It's so hard it's, because doing if stuff you say is... the one thing mm-hmm. that it could be so taken out of context. Mm-hmm. So
you also too like I. It's not normal for people to just be you know. Spewing their thoughts after hours and hours, and again, she's on there for 3.5 hours, just
yeah,
talking,
yeah.
doing whatever, blah blah blah. Like it's not an easy thing to do. So.
Yeah, I wish I should have gotten more of the facts before I it just popped
though,
into my head.
That's a weird thing, and yeah. I'm down to just move past that, not cancel tests, and say
yeah.
thanks for all the live streams.
And yeah, I agree.
I don't think we need to even go. You know, she's fine. Gia, as I was away this weekend, I was, you know, staying in a hotel. I didn't have my Boll & Branch sheets, so I slept terribly. Mm. Then I got home, and I had flowers waiting for me from our precious angels over at Boll & Branch, telling me that they were thinking of my family and thinking of me. And I am like, I was sobbing my eyes out, absolutely overcome, so kind. This is why I like... You know, Boll & Branch is a true, true bestie of the pod, but also the people that we get to work with on the Boll & Branch team are so wonderful, and just the company as a whole is so wonderful, and I just can't get over what a thoughtful thing
yeah.
that was, and I'm overwhelmed. I'm
yeah.
overwhelmed by it, and you know, just thank you guys so much. Thank you so much to the Boll & Branch team
yeah.
for thinking of me. That was
I feel
such
like
a kind
the kindness and, like, the personal... factor of mm-hmm. the people that work at Boll & Branch, like mm-hmm. they really have tried to develop a relationship with us mm-hmm. and, you know, they go out of their way to be so nice to us, like
it's, yeah.
just like something like that. And I think that speaks to like the product itself, like
absolutely.
The people that
even the way it arrives
work with, yeah,
is so,
it's so
it's
thoughtful.
Very, it's all very thoughtful
yeah.
and it feels like you're buying from like a, I don't know, like I guess like a small business. I guess it technically is a small business,
yeah.
but it just feels so, I don't know. It feels like it feels better than buying some like big box whatever. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I just think
yeah.
it's so wonderful and they're so
and
thoughtful.
You know that you're giving money to like a company that deserves it, like
yes.
people that work very hard, people that
yep.
are kind, people that
passionate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's they're just been they've been such a dream.
They really have been.
Yeah.
And I can't get over how kind and thoughtful that is. So
yeah.
And then also separately, I was out to dinner last week with Swiftie John Feidelberg.
Love.
People remember him. He's been on the pod a couple times. We were all at dinner and he was saying, oh, you know, I've been looking for new sheets or whatever. And I said, oh, well, do I have a brand for
yeah.
you? He used the Taylor Watch code
yay.
For us and everything and got himself at the table, literally bought new sheets, new everything.
That's funny.
Branch. So, and he's like, I can't wait for them to come. He's
oh,
in Italy right now. So he'll, when he gets back, he'll, I'm sure.
Yay.
Have nice things to say
well,
about
yeah,
it.
We'll
yeah.
We'll have to get a
they're
first
just,
review.
They're just all over our lives. And I think that, you know, it's, I think there's something to it that's like it's, you know, comfort and it's sheets and blankets and things like that, and I think it's just they're just so wonderful
yeah.
and the product is so wonderful and I just can't say enough nice things
yeah,
yeah.
You guys know, I mean, we talk about it all the time how
yep.
much we love them and
yep.
their signature sheets are made with the finest 100% organic cotton. It
mm-hmm.
gets softer with every single wash, so these sheets will immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience. Boll & Branch's products are made different so you can sleep better at night, and they come wrapped and ready in a beautiful holiday gift box.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a gift to yourself or a loved one, this gorgeous packaging will make the holiday season even more special. Gift you and your loved ones a better night's sleep with Boll & Branch, and right now is their best offer of the entire year. Shop their cyber event for 25% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Just head to BollAndBranch.com and use promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com, promo code TaylorWatch, limited time only, exclusions apply, see site for details.
But I do think that the idea that it may or may not have been underwhelming is, you know, maybe some people are projecting, maybe they're sad, maybe they're
yeah,
sad
yeah,
it's
yeah,
over,
yeah.
you know what
yeah,
I mean, maybe
true.
They're just like, you know, the crowd is chanting more, and
yeah.
I think sometimes that part of that song, you know, obviously I can do it with a broken heart. All the pieces of me shattered and the crowd is chanting more. I think we as a fandom can see it and kind of laugh ironically and be like, haha, you're right. Like, we just, all we want is more. We love you so much. But then you have to remember that there's a dark part of that where the crowd is chanting more and you're just like greedy as fuck.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people need to like get a grip sometimes, I think, and be like, all right, like, I understand that, you know, maybe you wanted to see an announcement, maybe you wanted this, maybe you wanted that, but I'm not coming in here pouting and kicking my feet.
Yeah,
and
she,
like,
she also,
what the fuck, or stomping my feet, you
like,
know?
She could have just ended the tour in London. Like, she came back to the U.S., came back to Canada. Like, I just feel like at this point, just got to be grateful for what we got, not what we didn't get.
Yep.
But I do understand feeling a little disappointed, I guess, what the word should be, or just like, I don't know.
I feel like disappointed is too strong.
I know. It's just hard because, like, I'm trying to imagine someone, like, who's going to the last night, you know, like, you're seeing all this stuff online. Is she going to do this? Is she going to do that? And then, like, the tour goes as expected. I don't know how to describe the feeling, but I feel like maybe deep down I would be like, oh, like, I thought something was going to happen, but it didn't.
Right, that's okay. For sure, you know what I mean? Well, yeah, I think, It honestly, it goes down
not
to...
Not that it takes away from anything or changes anything about the tour.
Right.
But I guess I'm just trying to, like, put myself in the people's shoes when they do say that, because I feel like no matter what, it doesn't fucking matter if she does... Like,
yeah,
the tour is still amazing. Right. 10 out of 10, just, like, unbelievable. But I guess I kind of understand a little bit if, like, you are, you know, it's the last night of the Eras tour. People are all, you know, have conspiracies all over the place. And then the tour goes as expected. You know, if you really, really are hoping that this one thing, Rep Taylor's Version, gets announced or something, it doesn't. I don't know. I can understand it if you just think it. You don't need to say it out loud.
Yeah, I think it's right. I think, you know? and yes, Gia, that's exactly it, I think. It is fine to feel like, oh, man, but I think it needs to end there. Like, it doesn't need to be like, wow, so disappointed, so anticlimactic, this, that, whatever. Like, that's a weird, bad attitude to have. And I would literally, like, I would literally kill myself if I said I was underwhelmed or disappointed in something and fucking Taylor saw it. Like, I would kill myself. Like,
oh, my God, yeah.
That is... The idea of that alone makes me want to die.
Yeah.
And so I can't, you know, in any world even really, like, feel anything but grateful, even though I guess I can see a world where it's like, oh, I thought we were going to get this and then we weren't going to get that, or and we ended up not getting it. But I don't know. I think
it's like kind of the same feeling maybe as like getting a surprise song.
Sure. Right. Sure.
That you maybe like,
which
you
I
really
think
wanted
is fine.
A surprise song and they don't do it. And it's like, well, obviously, like, everything
like, oh,
you have
bummer.
Was amazing. But like in your head, you're thinking, oh, like there's a little part of me that was hoping maybe she would do it and she did it. And that's OK. But
yes.
like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah
but
yeah.
yeah, I think it's the public acknowledgement of that feeling.
Yeah.
That's when it starts to get tricky, because it's just like, all right, let's just keep that to ourselves here, because you're just going to sound super, super ungrateful.
It's greedy. I don't like that, but.
Girls post the videos of like a surprise song that they don't know and they're like, ugh, like, I don't know this song, like blah,
hate
blah,
that.
Blah.
Hate
and
that.
All they get is hate. It's like, well, you know, you kind of, that's what are you,
like,
what
no
are you going to expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, no, I think that Vancouver, the city, really pulled it out for
yeah,
Taylor.
Yeah.
They did confirm.
Get the beads,
get the friendship bracelet, love. They set up like a light bridge with a friendship bracelet on it that said Fearless.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with Canada and Vancouver, but there's like, they have like a light bridge or whatever. And a suspension bridge, I think they're calling it.
Yeah, suspension bridge,
but
I think.
But it's like covered in lights and they put a light up friendship bracelet on it, which is so cool. And they built a mini folklore cabin downtown to take photos with. Just really, you know, and I think that I'm glad that it was in a city that would go to those lengths
to
make everybody happy and just be into it and be excited about it. So that's comforting.
Yeah.
And it's just good stuff. Let's see, the surprise songs. Well,
Friday was Haunted and Wonderland on the guitar, which was amazing.
So good.
And then Never Grow Up and The Best Day on the piano.
And that ripped my soul in 25 pieces. Like that was, I was crying in a way that I can't even like, It was just like full heaving body sobs. And I'm sure, like, obviously those songs are both like tearjerker songs for sure. And I think it's just generally like, you know, it's the time of year. It's shit going on with my family. It's shit going on in my life. Like, it's just all of it kind of came together. And it was such a sweet, I could honestly cry right now. It was so sweet. Like, such a good mashup. And then at the same time, thinking about it, like, obviously we want to relate it all to ourselves because that's what's great. But then at the same time, when you think about it from Taylor's perspective, you know, kind of singing to her family and just,
you could see reminding Scott them and Andrea, they were like embracing each other. Yeah, and like Andrea
Austin,
was
they did
crying.
A family group hug.
Yeah, they did a group hug after, which was so cute. Like,
it's just, they're just such good people.
So dedicated to her family, obviously, because those songs are dedicated to her family. Yes. But yeah, like, that was a perfect mashup to do for her family, for her brother, for her parents. And
yep.
It was something that you needed for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was just really, oh God, like those two songs together. I was literally sitting with Anchovy.
I never
would have
thought to put them together.
Petting her and saying, don't you ever grow up. Don't you ever grow up. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Chill.
Yeah. I was not okay.
Oh,
but
that's hilarious.
It was
so funny.
Emotional one for sure.
That's fantastic. I mean, yeah, no, it was just, you know, it's sometimes they hit you right in your feels.
Yeah.
You know? And I kind of, in my head, I'm like, I hope that those surprise song mashups are recorded and we get to see them
again. I know.
And like watch them. I would watch that every time I want to feel bad. I would like, you know, every time I want to cry and like think about life and, you know, where my life is going and, you know, being alive and dying and whatever. I would just listen to that.
It's so,
so, so fantastic.
Yeah.
Night two, we're all for you.
I know. Mm-hmm. Night two was crazy.
Night two,
she brought out Gracie Abrams, and they did "I Love You, I'm Sorry" and "Last Kiss."
Yep,
which is just like amazing.
Literally, all of it is for you. Like even the Gracie song. You love
I know.
That song.
I love that song. Yeah. And "Last Kiss" is like one of my favorite Taylor songs too. Mm-hmm. But then, just unbelievable, Torture Poets Department and Maroon.
Believable, Gia.
I was screaming at my phone.
No, it's I wasn't. I'm like so pissed I wasn't watching because we were in New Orleans. We were doing shit. And when I saw you text being like, oh, my God, holy shit. I like didn't see it till the morning.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my fucking God. I cannot believe, because when we talked about that and we were riffing a little bit, whatever. And you had that idea, like, it was such a good idea. But it was one of those things where it's like, oh, I don't even know if people have thought about that. If Taylor
think
about that. They do, you know, when you think about it, it does make total sense because Maroon, you know, is Matty Healy.
Yeah.
And that's just that. So it's Torture Poets Department.
Yeah.
So they are kind of like sister songs in a way.
Yeah.
And for that to pop up, I mean, I can't, that's insane. That's
it was
insane.
She started doing Torture Poets Department. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, what if? Like, that would be so crazy. What if? And then all of a sudden, it was just like
shocking.
From the morning when I was like, what the fuck?
Literally insane.
She knows who I am. She knows who
I mean, a billion fucking percent. Like, there is no world where you could tell me that Taylor didn't see that clip.
No,
or like one of her, somebody was like, hey, Taylor, check this out. These girls have a good idea.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
imagine,
this is what's going on. No, like
that's what happened in my head. Like,
that's what happened. Like, you can't tell me anything else. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And we're going to run with that. And you should run with that because that is what.
Oh,
I
told all my friends. I was like, yeah, she saw my video. And they're like, wait, are you do you know this? I was like,
wait a minute, really?
No.
It's like, well, yeah.
Well, in my brain, she saw it.
Essentially, yes, confirmed. Yeah. Her performing those two songs mashed up together was the confirmation that she saw the video.
Yeah.
So we
just have a, you know, unspoken connection.
Exactly.
She loves our show.
She loves
She's
our
a
show.
Huge fan.
She's a huge, right. She's a massive fan. She doesn't miss an episode. She actually, she calls in frequently for voicemails, but she disguises her voice.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, that's
she
how we don't
a voice
always...
modulator.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, great mashups.
Fantastic.
On night two. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I didn't even pick up on it, but Gracie did "I Miss You, I'm Sorry" on her set.
Yes.
And then did "I Love You, I'm Sorry" instead with Taylor. But yeah, I loved the part where it was like, with "Last Kiss." And then it's like, fuck, what are the lyrics of "Last Kiss"?
And then our last kiss, how did it end? Like, this, your name.
But it, at the end,
forever,
she goes like,
name on my lips.
Oh, I never planned on you changing your mind. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way Life goes.
So good.
Really good. And their harmonizing sounded amazing.
They did sound really
so
good.
Amazing.
Oh, so. Speaking of Gracie, we didn't even talk about her at the beginning, opening the show, crying, being like, you know,
she
we're
had
just
a really
so lucky.
Sweet speech.
Great speech. I mean, I love Gracie. I don't. Why does she get like weird hate sometimes online?
She
like,
gets so much
crazy
hate
to me.
On Twitter. It's insane.
It's crazy.
I think
her songs are fantastic. I think she seems like a lovely person.
People are just jealous of her.
They
really
must be.
I think they are like so jealous of the fact that she's a Nepo baby.
Oh, that's yes, of course.
J.J. Abrams'
people
daughter.
Everybody wants to bring down a Nepo baby.
And they I think people think that, like, if she wasn't a Nepo baby, she wouldn't be, like, as successful as she is right now.
Yeah.
Which,
I don't totally disagree. I mean, of course, being a Nepo baby opens certain doors.
Yeah.
But you can be a Nepo baby and...
you have to,
try
like,
to have
carry
a career.
Your own.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's not like you're not going to open for Taylor Swift because you're a Nepo baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what people are missing. Like, Taylor doesn't give a fuck about that. And she brings her on the tour. And half the time, people don't even know she's J.J. Abrams' daughter. You know
what
I mean?
I know.
Like, they're like, oh, who's this? She opens for Taylor Swift. So if anything, it's Taylor's doing.
I think
anything.
People just hear like certain songs of hers also. And they're like, oh, she's not that good of a singer. Like, cause sometimes she, whisper sings.
She's, like, raspy. Yeah,
yeah but
yeah,
I
yeah.
think if you think
Whatever,
that, you
style.
Need to go see her live because she's so good. Like, her singing voice is amazing.
That actually is so true.
But,
she, her voice is
I think
tremendous.
She's just, people are just super jealous of her because she's an Nepo baby. She's beautiful, skinny, dating Paul Mescal. Like,
yeah. Well, fucking eat it, bitches. Like,
yeah,
sorry.
No, literally.
Sorry. If I'm Gracie, I'm like, literally, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
I got a good ass life. What do you want?
No, exactly.
I'm opening for Taylor Swift. My songs are popping off. I have a hot
All my
ass
outfits
boyfriend.
Are so
I
cute.
I grew up rich and you guys didn't eat my ass. Like, literally. Like, that's, like, get over
no,
it.
No, totally.
You know? Like, relax. But her speech to Taylor was lovely. And I think that having her on as an opener for the tour for like the back half of the tour was fantastic, especially with her like her album. And I think that she got the kind of shine that she deserved. And then, of course, in the beginning when Sabrina was opening, I think she also got the exact kind of shine she deserved. Like, it was just it's
well,
just
Gracie,
so nice to see these people like lift it up.
It's interesting because when Gracie opened for Taylor, like, in the beginning of the tour, like, May-ish, whatever, like, she was at such a different point. And
Way different.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know. I don't know what caused it. I think with, obviously, what you said, the album release brought in so much more fans because there's, like, so much more new music.
And the song with Taylor.
Yeah, but it is interesting how, like, Gracie was, I think Gracie was technically before Sabrina went on. Sabrina was
South America. Because it was,
wasn't
Gracie like a pre-opener? It was like Gracie,
yeah, it was Gracie
then
and
Phoebe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
so she's like
the
opener
of
the opener.
In the sauce a little bit
For
there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I also feel like.
But at that time, she only had what at that time? She only had like three songs or so. Like,
no,
she's performing.
Had a couple albums.
No, that she was performing.
Oh.
I mean. Like hits. Like she.
Yeah, yeah. No,
she was opening before Phoebe. Like, it wasn't only like one or two songs that everyone was like, oh yeah, I like love that.
Yeah,
Gracie
like
Abrams
I don't
song.
Even know. Like,
Can't
I Miss You,
were.
I'm Sorry. It was a really popular one of hers. But yeah, like, I would say like. I don't even know if there was a song that
I can't remember
the general
right
public could be like, oh yeah, I know this.
Yeah, I can't remember
because
it.
she was still pretty small back then.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's crazy to see like her two longer running openers.
Mm-hmm.
Their careers have just totally skyrocketed.
Absolutely, and you know, Taylor brings all her friends to the summit. She says it all the time, but I think that there's truth to that in multiple ways. One, these women, in this case they happen to be women, are so talented and they deserve the shine and they work really hard and they have albums and they perform and they're fabulous. I think also there's an element of like, if Taylor gives you her stamp of approval, like the Swifties support you too, and they
mm-hmm.
understand that it's hard to make it in this world, it's hard to make it in this business, hard to find a place in this world. And and I think that it's, you know, gets to a point where like it's not that any of us are performers or we like, you know, see ourselves in these people, but you have experienced things in your life where you're like, wow, it'd be so nice if I had like a massive support system for this undertaking that I'm doing. I'm nervous about it. I feel good about it, whatever. And I just feel like the Swifties are always there. It's like, you know what, girl, we got your back. So go on right ahead.
Yeah.
And I think that it helps give you the boost that you need to like become as mainstream as it becomes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
I wouldn't say like Gracie or Sabrina's fans are exclusively Swifties anymore at all.
Yeah.
But I think that the Swifties definitely kind of like popped him up to a certain extent.
Totally. You
know? Which is wonderful. But that leads into the final night surprise songs.
Yep.
Mashup on guitar, Place in This World, and what was the other?
New Romantics.
Which that was a surprising mashup.
When she first started playing A Place in This World, I was like, what song is this? And then I was like, oh, duh. And yeah, very surprising mashup.
Surprising mashup. But then I was reading some people's thoughts on it and like how she had placed the lyrics next to each other. And it kind of sounds like, you know, she's telling a story with it as always. But with Place in This World, it's like, oh, despite all of this, the tour, the money, the fame, whatever, like all I've ever been looking for is just a place in this world. And I think that New Romantics is kind of like that, that like, let's all come together and we've kind of built this together.
Totally.
I never really thought of New Romantics as that kind of song, like a we've all built this together, like a fans thing, or I could build a castle of all the bricks you threw at me.
Yeah, it's kind of, it is like an anthem
a little bit. Yeah, which I never really thought of it like that before. But people actually loved that mashup. They were once you think about like the deeper meaning behind it, they really like it.
Yeah, and, like I like I could build a castle, all the bricks you threw at me, and every day is a battle, but every night with us is like a dream.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of pointed lines that were just sweet and I think it was a cute mashup.
Yeah, high surprising.
Energy, yeah, high energy. Yeah, you know, like two songs that were kind of fast.
What did you guess for guitar?
I had guessed, what did I guess? I think I guessed Long Live on guitar.
Oh, I think I did too, honestly.
Let me see what I sent you.
Let me look it up on Taylor Watch.
I said Long Live and I did something bad.
Ooh.
Because I thought she would do, yeah, I don't know. No, I kind of thought like, I kind of thought it'd be like long I did something live. Bad. Like I broke the fucking, you know, I broke every record in the world.
Right.
Like I pissed everybody off. I did, like I kind of thought maybe there'd be like a you know, and that's also me with it. Maybe that's a little bit of clowning in there.
Long live the walls.
Yeah, the said walls.
I did something bad. That's funny.
But the, you know, most and then that most fun I ever had, and I do it over and over and over again. Like
if
that.
If I could,
like that. You know, I kind of thought like. Just felt so good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And long live the walls.
They're
we
just
crashed
so
through.
Like
they can. They're the, right. They make no sense. But yeah. The way that she had been like mashing up those songs that don't necessarily sound like they'd be the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Were making sense. And I honestly think a good example of that is Long Live, which she did end up doing on piano only. And Long Live, of course, is a big the walls we crashed.
Yeah.
But the way she sang it. Was so, like soft and sweet and, you know, immediate tears. Like I was crying.
Yeah, emotional as fuck.
So the piano was Long Live, New Year's Day, and The Manuscript.
Yep.
And I think we all knew The Manuscript was going to be in there. How the fuck did I forget, or I and you, forget to say New Year's Day? Like maybe we said it somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I never.
Litter on the floor after the party.
I know. Like, I never.
I don't know why I didn't think about it.
I did see a lot of people guessing that as their surprise
song. For sure.
But yeah, no, it makes 100%
total sense.
Total sense. I do also love that song so much.
Obsessed
but yeah,
with it.
Great
Reputation, of course.
Song for the last mashup. Great pick of the last three songs.
Absolutely.
Wait,
actually, think about it. So she did debut song. Is A Place in This World debut?
Yeah.
Debut
1989. Speak Now. Rep. TGPD.
Interesting. That's I don't know if that means anything, but that's a good span of that. Like,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
getting them all in
there. Of the catalog.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Someone also said that she, you know, she started the tour with a song from debut, Tim McGraw, and ended the tour with the last song from Tortured Poets.
That's cute.
Manuscript,
yeah.
Manuscript, which I think is really sweet. That was the manuscript. Like that song just rips my heart out.
Yeah,
like, something about it. Like I don't know, it's that feeling. It's putting yourself in her shoes and being
it's like nostalgic,
right? And we were talking about it when we talked about just like getting that. You know, this chapter of my life is finally fucking
like,
closed.
Yeah, cathartic,
you know?
Releasing everything,
totally.
And then closing the book and walking away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
absolutely.
It, I just loved, like, what you said, the delivery of it. Yeah. The pace change of Long Live, or, like, mm-hmm. the tone change was so perfect. And I don't know if you saw, but there people were taking videos of, like, the dancers backstage all, like, hugging each yep. other and, like, swaying and stuff yep. as she was doing it. But, yeah, perfect, perfect so way sweet. To end the surprise songs. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Long Live was there, because I really thought she was going to add it to the set
Dude,
list.
Me too.
Really and thought. People were clowning there. I sent you it on Twitter. Like, people were like, the koi fish guitar. I oh, could yeah. see it. Whatever. Oh, yeah.
Everybody was saying it. It seemed like an obvious thing to throw in there. But I was watching the clip that we posted about us talking about the manuscript. And in it, I say something along the lines of, like, this is one more song. They already know the choreography. Like, throw yourselves in there, whatever. Yeah. I didn't like how that sounded, because I felt like it kind of was like a, I'll just do one more song. That's not greedy of me. But I still was surprised, though. At least not once. Like,
I got what you were saying, though. Yeah, you were like, yeah. You might as well.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that not including it in the set list and then putting it at the end like that.
It packs more of a punch.
It did. It really did. Yeah, it packed more of a punch. It was like a cherry on top.
Yep.
And like we said, the tone change, the softness of it, like, was just so, it was more meaningful.
Yeah,
somehow.
More meaningful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
So
totally
I'm glad
agree.
that it went the way that it did. And then at the end, you know, we go into Karma. We get into all of that.
She did one.
Yeah, she did one and then waved. Yeah. She might as well have said, literally, fuck you, bitch. Like, I, you know, that was I cried at that. Like, yeah. It's just such a, I don't know.
The part that made me tear up was the first speech. I forget what she did during, like, the lover speech. But,
oh, yeah, the lover speech.
There was, I forget what speech it was. But she made, like, the line, she was like, I can't believe that just one line about friendship bracelets has, like, changed everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she had, like, all of those speeches. She just talked about, like, how much she loves the fans and how much she loved being a part of this, and, like, how it was, like, the most challenging part of her life, but also, like, the most rewarding. So yeah, it was just so emotional. And yeah. I feel like she really was thoughtful about what she was saying.
Absolutely.
Towards, like, the fans and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you could even hear her at the end get emotional. Like, her voice was kind of, you could tell.
For sure.
But she was like, for one last time, like, my beloved Eras tour.
Oh, God, yeah.
God, is so.
Tearing up again.
So.
Like, it's just, it's fantastic. I am surprised to yeah, not I have never, had any...
I never thought that writing one line about friendship bracelets would have you guys all knowing every single word to every song.
For sure. I was surprised that that friendship bracelet line wasn't, she didn't throw it into, like, a, so make the friendship bracelet,
yeah, yeah.
long live the wall. Like, I was surprised you didn't throw it in there a little bit. So you're on your own, kid. Whoever was the last concert to hear that, they were the last ones, you know?
So
to,
crazy.
To hear that.
There's a reason this is my longest tour. I never wanted it to end because you made it a wonderful experience. You created traditions, trading friendship bracelets. Mm-hmm. Like, I wrote one line in a song that mentions make the friendship bracelets, and I show up to the first show of the Eras Tour, and you guys made friendship bracelets, you're trading friendship bracelets, you're making friends, and now I feel like friendship bracelets, you've kind of made that idea synonymous with the Eras Tour. That's a pretty wild thing to do, and that's just one of the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cute.
I think sweet stuff.
She said, making friends and bringing joy to each other, that is, I think, the lasting legacy of this tour, is the fact that you have created such a space of joy and togetherness and love. I couldn't be more proud of you. Honestly, that is all you. That is what people think when they think about this tour, is how they felt out in the crowd with you. I just want to say that you're why this is so special, and you're supporting me for as long as you have is why I get to take these lovely walks down memory lane every single night, because you cared about every era of my entire life that I've been making music. So thank you. So cute.
Just wonderful.
But yeah, like, you really can say, like, the lasting legacy of this tour is just, like, kindness and mm-hmm. fun mm-hmm. and joy and coming together and just, like, no judgment, just yes. enjoyment of each other's time and enjoyment of
and
her
respect,
music.
And respect yeah. for each other, respect for you know, the good times and the bad times that everyone's been through. That yeah. there's that certain level of understanding, like, you know, I said before, like, if you like Taylor Swift and you understand her songs and you feel her songs in an emotional way in any capacity, it's like, then you've been through something that other people have been through. And
yeah.
it's just it's a comforting feeling, I think. And I exactly what you just said is why I think that I personally and a lot of other people are sad about the Eras Tour ending. It's that, yeah. like, I just hope that those, that legacy carries on
yeah, totally.
Without the tour. And I think that it will. I think that it's, there's certainly a shift, I think, you know, in tone when it comes to women supporting each other. I think that there will always be women who hate women, and that's just a fact. And some women are like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we can bring more to the real side, but I think that, you know, people realize that supporting each other is a lot better, a lot easier, and it's just it's nice to do
yeah.
that. It's just nice
yeah.
to support each other, and it's nice to be there for each other, and it's nice to have a little bit of empathy for people and to have grace with people. And I think the Eras Tour is kind of like a listen, you know, we're at the Eras Tour. Let's yeah. all love each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a
put our
like
differences aside.
Yes, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think that it's you know, it's such a magical thing. And I think the longevity of the tour in general kind of like really hammered it home. Like, if the tour had only been like 8 months, I don't
yeah,
think
yeah.
that we would have these feelings. And I don't think it would like have changed my views on, you know, the way I approach a situation sometimes. Like
yeah.
I definitely personally will, I judge less. I judge, but I'm a judgy bitch. Like,
yeah.
And I've been a judgy bitch like my whole life. And as I get older, you get less that way. I think that is also just like a maturity thing, but I certainly judge less because I think to myself, like, you know what? You never know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that there's an element to that I would owe to the Eras Tour. I think that it's just, you know, being comfortable around other women
yeah.
and just being nice to other women. And yeah, there's a lot of people that have a hard time with that. And so hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe they learned a lesson.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything you take away from the tour, it's that you just learn to be good to people.
Yeah.
Gee, another thing that was waiting for me as I came home from the weekend was my HelloFresh.
Yay!
HelloFresh box. And I'm so excited to just kind of get back into the swing of things, start cooking for myself again. I feel like I've been running myself ragged. Everybody's been running around. It's holiday season. It's hard to go grocery shopping. You got a lot on your mind. You got plans. You're going out to eat, holiday parties, all this stuff. It's so nice to come home and know that I have meals that I've selected for myself with everything that I need all in one, and I can just make it, and it just feels fantastic.
Yep.
I love HelloFresh. I die for HelloFresh.
Yeah, HelloFresh makes mealtime manageable, saving you from searching for recipes or all that grocery shopping. Just pick your meals, and everything you need is delivered right to your door. Every HelloFresh recipe includes high quality, sustainably sourced ingredients like produce that comes fresh from the farm. Mm-hmm. With 50 chef-crafted recipes to choose from every week, plus customizable options to make your meals just the way you like them, you'll be able to easily satisfy every craving. So get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeTaylorWatch. Applied across 7 boxes. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/freeTaylorWatch. Cam just posted about the end of their store. He said, I have not stopped crying since Sunday, and because of that simple fact, I'm not quite ready with the proper words to encapsulate this entire experience in the past 2 years of my life, so guys, please be patient with me as I navigate how best to do that. But what I can and am ready to say is thank you to my boss lady. Taylor, my girl, you have steered the hell out of this ship so gracefully with poise, confidence, heart, passion, kindness, utter bravery, and love. Every second of this with you, I felt seen, honored, celebrated, valued, respected. Babe, I would follow you anywhere, anytime, in any universe, in every lifetime.
Aww.
It has been the honor of my life to have been at your side night after night. I won't get too carried away because I know you have a birthday coming up.
Ugh, I'm literally tearing
and
up.
I'll probably have some overly sentimental shit to say, LMFAO, but I love you. Thank you. That's so cute.
Cam.
Love Cam.
That's wonderful. Love him.
Yeah,
really
and
tearing.
I mean, Cam, you could tell that Cam and...
No, like... I've been right here for weeks. Like, you know, it takes nothing.
It
didn't used to take anything.
Yeah.
It really takes nothing now.
That's
like, I'm
so
always
funny.
Crying.
Oh, my God.
God. It's just so, like, it just it's, imagine, yeah.
well,
imagine
it
that.
Just says so much. Like, the way that
totally.
These people speak about Taylor, like, it's just so incredible. And you just know, like, the way that they hugged at the
yes.
end, too, like, when he did his last Bejeweled dance and they did a big
yes.
hug, like, you could just tell that they love each other so much.
Right.
And, you know, she gives Cam, like, a big, like, he goes, he says the no or the
he's like number
for
one
the
dancer.
Last time.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I forgot about that
yeah.
for the last time.
Yeah.
No. Everybody predicted that too. People were hoping that
yeah.
would happen. You're right though, to your point. I do think that Taylor of course has you know, as far as we can tell, very special bonds with all of her dancers and her musicians and band and everything, everyone that works with her. She does seem to have a very close friendship with Cam. And yeah. I think that they're right. Like you said, the elements in the tour that he's a part of, the We're Never Getting Back Together. He does the dance in Bejeweled. He's very funny during the Look What You Made Me Do when he's in the rep. He's wearing her
Doesn't he have another speaking line too? Where she's
does he?
He says like, he does the We're Never Getting Back Together.
And he's involved too in the Tortured Poets when she's getting ready to I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. He's doing that.
Maybe I'm thinking
he's kind of like head bitch in charge a little bit. So it appears.
Yeah. Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought that he had a line in Midnights, but I think I'm mistaking that for the dance.
Maybe it could be the Bejeweled dance. Yeah.
But yeah, he's just so funny. Like I just love him so much.
He's great. All the dancers. I mean, let's round of applause for the dancers, yeah, for the vocalists, for the production, the band, the everybody that worked on this. I mean, I cannot imagine how it feels to be on this tour, be a part of this tour, and also for the tour to end.
Yeah,
it must feel like. You know, you're just, it's your entire life for nearly 2 years, and it's nuts. And thankfully, Taylor really appreciates these people in her life. And she gave out $197 million worth of bonuses to everyone, which sounds like, to me, like $1 million a piece.
That's what I was thinking, right?
That's about how many people she has working on this tour.
I was thinking like...
Or maybe $2 million a piece. Like, these people got at least $1 million. Like,
I don't know, though. You know? I feel like there's like at least 200 people that... work on the tour.
Right. Cause
I think maybe a little less than.
So maybe. But then think about
a little less than a million each. I wonder what
that
entails.
Like, is that literally everyone? Like, is it the truck drivers? Is it
I think it's literally everyone.
Literally everyone.
So that's why I think it has to be more than 200. Or it has to be more than 190 or 197. I think like 200. It's like
how many people have been there since the beginning? Like, yeah, like what's, I don't know. I don't know what goes into that, but all I know is that that's a massive number, and however many people are in there, it sounds like everyone's walking away with not only an experience that changed their lives, you know, mentally, physically, everything in a positive way, I hope. But they are also walking away with a good chunk of change for the hard fucking work.
Yeah, literally.
And, you know, and that feeling of being appreciated.
Yeah.
You know what
Someone
I mean?
Tweeted that like their dad was one of the truck drivers and like he called her and was like, I can like send you through college.
We're good. Yeah. Yes, we're set. Yeah. That's incredible.
It was so crazy. Yeah. I mean, it just shows how generous, quietly generous she is.
Right.
She always does this stuff without expecting a pat on the back.
Yep.
You know,
she doesn't need to, without a
full blown interview or breakdown of how she did it, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Like it's always very quietly, generously, and yeah, 197 million.
It's so
split
million. So much. That's so much money. Also, to
it's
your point,
crazy.
The doing things without thanks, I think, is Taylor, and we've talked about this nonstop, but. One of the things I admire about her most is that she is constantly doing things without any feeling whatsoever that she needs public recognition. She doesn't need like an Instagram post. She doesn't need fucking
like, look at me, Lisa, all my staff.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh my God, look what I did for everyone. Yeah. This is all thanks to me. Yeah. It's like, no, she would never fucking do that because she genuinely feels those things. So she doesn't have to like perform about it. You know what I mean? And I think that that's very. And same with her donating, you know, money to food banks and all of the things like that she's done all at every tour stop. You know, what was the economy? It added $10 million, right, to the economy.
Billion.
Was it billion?
Yeah, to the economy. It was like Taylor Swift and the Swifties as
well. Taylor Swift and the Swifties, you know, an influx of $10 billion to the economy as a whole. And then the tour itself made over $2 billion, on its own, which is unheard of. Absolutely unheard of.
Wait, then, maybe I'm wrong about 10.
I think it's 10 million, like.
10 million?
But I don't know
what
stat was.
I thought I sent it to you on Twitter.
I thought so, too.
This is 197. Yeah, okay. It's too many numbers.
I know.
I guess in the nick of time.
Oh, no, you're right. This The Eras Tour and Swifties have boosted the U.S. economy by approximately $10 billion, according to the U.S. Travel Association.
Crazy.
Which is so insane. Like, that's
well,
just
Well, yeah, I wonder how much of that has to do solely with Swifties.
$10 million, what am I talking about?
Yeah, that's chump change.
She's giving more money to her staff than yeah. come on.
No, literally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do wonder how much of that number comes from solely Swifties, because
yeah, me too.
The Swifties really go out of their way to, you know, support the local businesses, yep. go to the stores, go check out the sites, go do the tourist stuff, like mm-hmm. everything that you can get out of the trip, mm-hmm. they do. Like in New Orleans, like the fucking beignet place, the line was wrapped around the block.
So when I was there, I you know, we were chatting with people, you know, yeah. Uber drivers and stuff like that, and I try to bring Taylor up as much as I can,
obviously.
Always. And I had mentioned something along the lines of when the Swifties were here, and everyone was, oh, that was great, mm. oh, that was fantastic. Like, everyone loved the fact that so many people were there, keeping people in business. I mean, not that these people aren't already in business, but to have an influx of, and then, you know, they have the Super Bowl coming up in New Orleans soon, but to have been able to have something that's basically the Super Bowl a few months before the actual Super Bowl as like a test run.
And New Orleans, like, needs it. Yeah.
Yeah. And to not only have something, like I said, to prepare them actually for like this influx of people at the Super Bowl, but to also have all that cash come in to maybe like make preparations for this
course,
big event happening.
Course.
It's just, it's so lucky. And I feel like there are stories like that in every city that she went to. Yeah. It's like it helped in a certain way, X, Y, Z, and whatever. And I think that it's just, you know, those are things that you don't think about when you start a tour. You start a tour, Taylor Swift, I'm going to do the Eras Tour, you know, see you there. And she's doing it for the fans, and she's doing it for herself, and wanting to perform and making up for lost time. And then all of a sudden it changes the fucking economy. Like, those are things you don't even consider.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's just, it's how exciting. Like, how... Yeah. Gia, how could anyone ever talk shit about Taylor? Like,
I know, I just, it doesn't make any sense.
When we get going on things like this, and we start listing off all of these things that she does, and she's a humanitarian. Like, she's not only like the greatest woman in the world, not only the biggest pop star of the century, I don't care what the fuck Billboard says. She's humanitarian. She's a perfect person. She's wonderful. She cares. And she's the most human celebrity we have.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how anyone could ever say a bad word about her in your life. Like, I can't.
It's just pure jealousy.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be.
And just hatred in their heart.
Truly. Yeah. It makes me sick. I know. And it's like, I feel bad for you. Yeah. I feel bad for you if you can't see past that, or if you can't see past your own problems, your own projections, whatever it is, and you can't just recognize someone being a good person. And it's like, there are so few good people in this world. Let's you know, celebrate the ones that are. And she's just so wonderful. And I just, wow, what a tour.
What a tour.
What an amazing thing. Something about that you brought up, Cam was talking about, her birthday's coming up. Yes, her birthday's on Friday, December 13th. The only snafu, I think, that happened with the last night of the Eras Tour was during the champagne problems, like applause. Mm-hmm. There was, I guess, a fan project where they were trying to get everyone to sing her happy birthday during that part. And it just didn't, there's too many people to coordinate something like that.
Yeah, you can't.
And it just didn't catch on.
You can't have people singing at the bottom of the stadium. They're not going to hear it at the same time.
It doesn't,
time as
right.
The top.
It's, there's,
yeah.
right.
Like, there's no way for everyone to be on beat.
Exactly. So people were trying to do it. So there are clips going around of people trying to sing happy birthday. And while I do believe it was a lovely sentiment.
Right.
And I'm sure, I hope that she, you know, figured it out or heard it or whatever.
Wait,
but
I think I
funny.
Saw that. And didn't they say, like, let's all count down from 13? People were like,
something.
Let's not count down.
No,
like,
don't
that could
do that.
Be scary.
People are, oh God,
what, you
right?
You know, like, what are you counting down to?
Can't do that. Yeah. Can't do that. You can't do a countdown like that. Only time you can do a countdown is 3, 2, 1, the Eras Tour starts. It's been a long time coming. That's the only countdown we're looking for at the Eras Tour. But I think everyone's hearts are always in the right place with these fan projects. I just think sometimes they don't always go as so many
it's
people.
Not even her birthday.
It's not her birthday. Yeah. Like, it's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're not gonna get 70,000 people to be singing happy birthday at the same time. That's funny though.
Your heart's in the right place. Good thinking, good vibes, good thoughts.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No. And you know, I'm sure she heard maybe heard bits and pieces of it, like who knows. But just exciting stuff.
So from the tour, three questions.
Oh.
What was your favorite outfit?
Okay.
Your favorite song or performance.
Okay.
And your favorite guest.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. Are we doing outfit like just like any
Outfit. From the tour.
Yeah. You know what I really, really love? Mm. The pink lover bodysuit and then the pink man jacket combo.
Yeah,
I love
so
when
cute.
She's in all pink. I thought it was so cute.
She looks like Barbie.
Yeah. I don't know if it was my favorite number one. The Folklore, Evermore, Folkmore, every iteration of those dresses were fabulous, I thought. The berry was good. It was great.
I didn't like the yellow one. The yellow.
I didn't mind the yellow.
Not the yellow Folklore dress, the yellow Evermore one with like the
stitches. What? I didn't like that one either. Right. Yeah. It was like the marigold. Like,
yeah.
And it had flowers like sewn into it.
Yeah.
It was cutesy, but the Folklore, the flowy with the arms and everything.
And
just
like the
so
cutout.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I think mine has to be the Moonstone Midnight's bodysuit.
Stunning.
So fucking
stunning,
cool. Like
stunning.
I would pay $1 million to put that
it's
on
beautiful.
My body. Yeah.
I thought she was going to wear that at the last show for sure.
Same for some reason.
Well, we got so lucky in Miami, man.
Yeah,
so
I know we did get so lucky. Yeah. We got so many new outfits,
so
which was so
outfits.
Fun.
I know. So exciting.
Favorite
performance? Well, of course, you know, I have to give a shout out to the Lakes whenever she Lakes a surprise song. But, so hard to
I know.
Choose. It's really hard to choose.
I think
there are moments I think I like the most. You know, Fearless, Heart Hands, Cry
Yeah, that's
every
one
time.
Of my favorites.
Yeah,
so.
Cry Every Time. Reputation, obviously, insane. All the Folklore stuff was insane. All Too Well has something to it with the falling, you know, the snow and just the way that everyone's singing.
Yeah.
And that's incredible. But I really love Torture Poets.
Yeah.
Like, when Torture Poets came on the scene, I was like, fuck,
I think this
might be the best one.
Who's Afraid of Little Me?
It's so good.
Is probably my number two behind the Fearless. Mm-hmm. Just the whole Fearless performance.
Fearless is so
and then
good.
Yeah, definitely Who's Afraid of Little Me S2, and then I think August
is so
I would put
good.
As my third
August
I
so
love
good.
That part and I love when she runs
when
across
we
the stage
changing for the better. Wanting was enough for me, it was enough to live for the hope of it all. Cancel plans just in case you call and said meet me behind the mall. So much for summer love and saying us, because you weren't mine to lose. You're right.
You're mine.
You
I know.
Mine to lose.
And My Tears Ricochet.
My Tears. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Original Willow. Well, Willow still looked good. But
yeah, I do
about
like
original Willow.
Willow
was good.
Yeah.
With the orbs. Mm. Fantastic.
But yeah, I
it's,
think those
it's
were.
It's really hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, it's hard.
Really hard.
And then favorite surprise guest.
Favorite surprise guest? Well, that I was there for, obviously Florence was insane. That went nuts. I probably would have died to be there for Ed Sheeran. I would have really loved.
I had a feeling you're going to say that.
I love Ed Sheeran. You know I love him.
This is kind of a random, but she brought out, like, I'm pretty sure she brought out Chris Stapleton, like, so long ago.
Oh, she did in the very beginning.
In the very beginning.
Maybe, like, show three.
And they did I Bet You Think About Me.
Yep.
So
our all-time faves.
I think that would be up there with one of mine.
Obviously we both have to say Travis Kelce, special guest.
Oh yeah, duh.
On the stage.
Duh.
That feels like 100 years ago.
I know, so crazy. Travis on the stage was probably one of the most shocking moments of my life.
Really, it was so
TJ
exciting.
Almost crashed the car because
he's
on stage. He's like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe
it was not
what I was seeing.
No one could comprehend it. And it was just like, I think too, I loved that they did that though. Like I loved it because it showed that they were having fun. It made it like, oh my God, this is serious. That's her boyfriend. But it also was somehow unserious where it was like, we're just having a good time. He got a suit. He came up on stage, did a little ditty and got off.
So cute.
Like, just a fun... I'm so glad that they did that and they were like not worried about, you know, what was going to happen if they did that. Like it was just an amazing thing. So fun and super cute.
Did Chris Stapleton go on stage with Taylor? Did I literally make that up?
For some reason, I thought for sure in the very beginning that she just sang it.
I could have sworn that he did. But like now that I'm looking.
Chris,
like
I'll Google.
That's
Stapleton.
I know. Hold on, Chris.
Tour. No, yeah. July last year. Does he come out?
Yeah, like she just does. I know she. About me.
Oh no, maybe.
Yeah, like she just did. I Bet You Think About Me. No, Chris Stapleton. Wow. Why do I think that Chris Stapleton came out on stage?
I don't know, but I really was. I thought the exact same thing.
She did. I Bet You Think About Me on the. I thought she did. I Bet You Think About Me with a special guest.
Me too.
Let me look up Taylor Swift guests on Eras Tour. Wow.
Yeah, that's I was like right there with you. I was like, oh, yeah, night three, basically.
Yeah, that no.
He's making shit up.
That's like a Berenstain Bears shit, I swear to
yeah,
God.
Yeah, right? Right, right.
Oh, it was Marcus Mumford she brought out on right. stage for Cowboy Like Me is right. what I'm thinking about.
Oh, my God, which is obviously
my favorite. Sorry, obviously. That's on me. Oh, my God.
And when was that? That was like early
that
on,
That was
right?
so super early. It okay. was Vegas. Okay. Yes. So like okay. her second stop.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it,
okay.
Got it. Okay.
It
okay,
was
okay.
so she's had Marcus Mumford, mm-hmm. Aaron Dessner, Phoebe Bridgers, Jack Antonoff, Ice Spice, Maren mm-hmm. Morris. Mm-hmm.
I forgot about Maren Morris.
And then, yeah, technically Travis.
Yeah.
And Gracie and Sabrina.
And Sabrina. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
And Florence.
And Florence, yes. And Ed.
And Ed.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah. So this doesn't have everyone. I thought that People Magazine has not updated there.
Interesting. You know, wait a second. I think I have a little biddly bone to pick with People Magazine. Is it People Magazine that was like.
With Travis Kelce. Haley Williams. Oh, duh. Oh, my
duh.
God. There's so
Haley
many
Williams,
we're missing.
Duh.
Haley Williams, Gracie, Ice Spice, Haim,
yeah.
Phoebe Bridgers, Aaron Dessner, Marcus Mumford, Maren Morris, Joey King, and Taylor Lautner. They didn't perform, obviously, but they came on stage.
Right.
And that's and then this. They're missing Ed Sheeran, too. The fuck?
Interesting. I'm like, Ed Sheeran was on there, right? He came out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ed Sheeran
did.
Was definitely there.
Absolutely. They did, he did his rap.
Yeah.
Boat sprung.
And then I've been young and I've get Barry Hatchett. Oh, wait, no, that's
Taylor's yeah. line. It's hard
Reputation
to remember that.
Precedes me.
Swear I don't love the drama.
It loves me.
And I can't.
But yeah, no, I think I'm going to go with Marcus Mumford
yeah.
or Travis because Travis
That's
was
a good
amazing.
One. We'll both say Travis.
Yeah, yeah,
as
yeah.
like an honorable mention. But yeah, I would say Ed. But I'll say this too. Jack coming out for Getaway Car and getting to see that was incredible. Like that was
yeah,
amazing.
That was.
And he did that again in London, which was so great. Like just so exciting. What was I going to say? Oh, someone. I've been seeing this float around. Was that your last three questions?
Yeah.
Did we answer them all?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been seeing this float around. Somebody was saying, like, you know how everybody's been saying there was no debut on the tour?
Yeah.
And people were sad about it and whatever. Gia, I have not even begun to shop for my family for the holidays.
Oh, no.
And usually at this point, I'm usually pretty good about that. I don't know about you. I don't know if you're a last minute shopper or like a head shopper. Usually by this point, I'll have a couple of things for people or whatever. And I was starting to panic over the weekend being like, I have so much to do. I can't believe I haven't even considered this yet. And then I remembered, oh, yeah. Aura Frames.
Duh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Aura Frames is these frames specifically, these digital frames are such an excellent gift.
Mm-hmm.
They're such an excellent like thing to have in your house, especially if you're someone who has a lot of decor and isn't really sure about incorporating like family photos into things.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's like a thing that my parents do or like my grandparents do where it's like there's, you know, photos everywhere all over the place, whatever. But the digital frame is so wonderful to just set up in one spot and you have everything in there
yeah.
all the time. And everybody can send pictures to it and it just makes you feel really close to your family.
Yeah.
And I think that it's a perfect gift. And we have one frame in our house already. My parents already have one, but I think that they need one in every room. So we're
yeah.
just gonna have to go ahead and get everybody Aura Frames.
Well, I just feel like especially this year with all the Eras Tour concerts that we've went to, all the just every
oh,
so
yeah.
many events that we got to go to, like there's just so many photos on your camera roll that you
mm-hmm.
don't get to go back to and look at. 100%. Like especially concert stuff.
Yep.
So if you guys have like a concert friend in your life, a Swiftie friend, just someone in general that like has so many photos on their phone that mm-hmm. you know that is just taking up storage, you're like,
absolutely,
let me curate like mm-hmm. this perfect
that
thing for you.
That is such a good idea, yeah. Gia, to have like have an Eras Tour Aura frame.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that with mine. I have one here. That's
like
exactly
there's just so many videos and pictures that like you kind of forget that you have, and you yeah. go back and you're like, wow. Then you just have them at the palm of your hand with the Aura frame. It's so nice.
It's fantastic.
It was named number one by Wirecutter. Aura frames makes it incredibly easy to share unlimited photos and videos directly from your phone to the frame. And when you use an Aura frame as a gift, you can personalize and preload it with a thoughtful message and photos using the Aura app, making it an ideal present for long distance loved ones. It's a gift so special they'll use it every day. So save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code TaylorWatch at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code TaylorWatch. This deal is exclusive to listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply.
People are saying now that they think that the acoustic set may have been debut Taylor all along because... early days when she's performing acoustically in, you know, in cafes and such. I think it may be a stretch.
If that makes people feel better, yeah. then sure.
People are saying
if that helps you sleep at night.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it. Sure. Take yeah. it. People are yeah. saying it. People are saying it. I think there could be a, yeah, sure.
Sure.
Really? Sure.
It is. It will always be the biggest question hanging over our heads yeah. until maybe it'll be answered in the documentary, but
we'll
yeah, it will
have to see.
It will always be the lingering elephant in the room. What the mm-hmm. hell happened to debut?
Like, absolutely.
She just not even one. Speaking Out got one song.
Speaking Out
not
got
even
one
an
song.
R song or Should Have Said No. It's just it, like I totally understand the creative decision and yeah. I don't really care, to be honest.
Agreed.
But it is just so interesting. It's like the first era is not included.
I know. And it is there has to be an element to it that is like maybe it's hard to sing those songs.
Yeah.
Maybe it's hard to sing the debut songs because she was so young. But I feel like it's not. She's done so
yeah,
many
no,
surprise songs.
No, she's done
songs.
So many of them as surprise
Maybe
songs.
Maybe performance-wise.
I don't know. It just doesn't
I have
make
no
sense.
Idea.
Like, all of those songs would hit. Like, I'm Only Me When I'm With You would be so good on
oh,
the
yeah.
set. Our song, obviously. Should Have Said mm-hmm. No would be amazing. Like,
Should Have Said No would
I
be
just,
so good.
Yeah, I just, I don't really know. I mean, I just, I don't have
it.
A theory. Yeah, I
yeah.
don't really get it. But
I don't get
but
it.
I don't, I doesn't, it doesn't bother me too much.
I agree.
It bothers my brain. Because
sure.
I'm like, what?
I'm just
Why?
Nosy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm nosy
yeah,
and curious.
Exactly.
And I'm anxious to hear about it. I found, of course, on Twitter, there's lots of threads going around. Best moments, best outfits, best this, best that. But then I found one and I saved it. We can kind of reminisce a little bit.
Ooh, love.
This one, it's viral moments from the Eras Tour. A thread. This first one is the Taylor Swift fan that called in. It says, woman hides identity because she called in sick to work. Yeah. Hilarious.
So funny.
So funny. And then next one is the fireworks outside the stadium when she's doing Enchanted. When the fireworks happened to like go
That's cute.
Behind her. That was exciting.
That's a viral moment?
Yeah, because it was like they weren't even her fireworks. They
oh,
were like fireworks
oh,
like that happened
oh,
to be down the street.
Oh, I was
and they
like,
just like went off at that moment.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
And then it was just a good video of it. That girl reacting to an Exile played.
Oh my God, I'll never
remember
forget
that
girl.
Poor queen.
I'll never forget that girl.
We ripped her apart, I think.
Yeah.
We were like,
well,
damn,
I mean,
girl, relax.
The
I mean, it's so crazy.
Dramatics of the year. Everyone. But then it was funny because like people were like, wait, now I kind of feel with that girl. Like,
yeah. That became
she does, like,
thing.
A terrible or like a gut wrenching mashup. People were like, wait, I'm literally that girl now.
Yep.
Is Bad Blood. She wasn't doing
yes,
anything.
Yes, oh. Yeah, yeah. Taylor defending the fan from security guard during Bad Blood.
I was there for that.
Hey, stop. Yeah, that's so crazy yeah. you were there
She
for
wasn't
that.
Doing anything.
She wasn't doing anything.
Now we got Bad Blood.
Stop.
Say stop.
Yeah. It was so
that
good.
Was iconic.
Amazing. When they projected the Junior Jules t-shirt onto the Statue of Christ
yes,
the Redeemer.
That was crazy.
Maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like
the crazy thing is they
so
do that like
funny.
Often. They do that.
I know.
Like, yeah.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
They do it with like soccer jerseys
yeah,
and shit
yeah,
all the time,
yeah.
right? Someone says Taylor's piano playing by itself after
yeah,
that
yeah.
malfunctioning.
And everyone thought that was a Easter egg.
Like a clue or
yeah,
something, yeah. yeah. Apparently people got married during the concert. I didn't know there was a literal marriage. Like I know there was proposals and shit like that, but there was a literal marriage. I would hate that.
No,
be
what?
Fucking for real.
Yeah, no.
Be fucking for real.
I would be annoyed if I was around.
Me too.
I'd be like, pay attention right. to the concert.
Yeah, the concert's yeah, going on yeah. here. Take your love somewhere else right now, please. Yeah. the mysterious figure up on top dancing. People were like, that's Travis.
I probably just don't think
it was Travis at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, when Taylor ripped her heel off her shoe after her shoe broke.
That was like one of the first shows too, right?
It was early on. And then one of her shoes broke. And
she gave the heel to a fan.
Gave it to a fan. And then later, that fan like paid for, I saw another thing, was able to pay for cancer treatment because they like sold it or something.
Oh.
So it was like,
let's go.
Something like that. Like, Taylor Swift's broken heel, he sold for X amount of dollars, and then they like helped pay for cancer treatment. So it's like, all right, crazy stuff. Let's see, the security guard who applied for the job just because he was a fan.
Yeah.
Just wanted to sing at the concert.
That's cute.
Hilarious. Love it. Let's see. The fact that an earthquake was caused.
Yeah.
I thought there was an earthquake going on in, was it night one Vancouver when they were stomping?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was, there wasn't, but I think because there had been an earthquake in San Francisco, like right before that, they were worried about earthquakes and stuff, but fans were like stomping in the stadium and it sounded like the stadium was coming down.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh my God. It was crazy watching the live stream.
But yeah, wasn't it like a 3.4 like size? Yeah, magnitude.
It says when 75,000 fans collectively caused an entire earthquake.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And of course the Speak Now announcement.
Yep.
Yeah, in Nashville.
In Nashville, that was so awesome. The 1989 announcement.
1989
in LA
was nuts. When Taylor brought Taylor Lautner and all the I Can See You music video people on stage.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Insane. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. First time she said that. That went
crazy.
Fucking crazy.
That went crazy. Yeah.
That was nuts. Travis's reaction to that. The plane flying over the stadium when she was singing Labyrinth.
Yeah.
That is like
so
a,
much Te Voodoo in the
so
tour.
Much
yeah.
So much Te Voodoo. Let's see. Some of these are like not really viral.
Right.
All the blue outfits for 1989 and then that announcement. That's really exciting.
So fun.
All the fans gathering on the hill outside Munich.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
That was that like just show anyone that picture and you're just like you can't
believe it.
Yeah.
You can't believe it when you see it.
You can't touch that. Like when you're talking about Taylor Swift's legacy, like
so
that's
crazy.
Just insane. Yeah.
It's a real fucking legacy to leave.
Yep.
Then Travis on coming on tour, obviously. Let's see. The We Will Stay fan project. I think that's the only one that was like, you know, kind of normal.
Yeah.
All the things saying We Will Stay. When Taylor performed in pouring rain till 2 a.m. during the Nashville show. Remember, they were like, you know, delayed for rain forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just did it. They still did it all night. The video of her glowing.
Yeah, that video is so
hilarious,
funny.
During Archer. and then, of course, somebody at the end was like, another viral moment too, unfortunately, and it's the song is about you. You know who you are.
Erasing that from our memory, literally.
Erasing it from memory.
Yeah, people were posting like, I went to the Air Force so long that Matty Healy was allowed on stage.
Yeah,
so did I. I was at Philly night two, and he was there. I don't think he was there. He wasn't there at MetLife by that time. It was only like 2 weeks later, but
yeah. No, he wasn't there at MetLife.
Yeah, he wasn't. But yeah. he was there in Philly.
Yep.
And he was on stage, which was
Yikes.
Fucking crazy.
That was so nuts, right?
Yeah.
With Phoebe.
Yeah.
So crazy.
But yeah.
Speaking of Te Voodoo, though, just a little separate aside, during the final Eras Tour performance, during You Belong With Me, I believe it was, is when the Chiefs were playing and the game was about to end. They were down by
a field goal.
A field goal. And at the last second, got
down
one
by
in there.
One, I guess. One
yeah,
or two,
down by
yeah.
Two, I think.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Get, or no.
Two because field goal is three.
Right, but the score was 19-17, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, or something like that. Kicked a field goal. It was going way left.
Ooh!
Hit the pole and bounced back into it. And they won the game.
Yeah.
So just crazy stuff. Te Voodoo.
And the Chiefs
style.
Keep winning on stuff like that. But I think it's just impossible for the Chiefs to lose while Taylor's performing.
It is.
But it'll be interesting to see how the Chiefs do after the tour's over now.
Exactly. Well, she can be in the building.
That's true.
You know, for some. But so that's Te Voodoo is alive and well.
Mm.
And it has been alive this whole time. And I just think like little moments like that, you know, we talk about the viral moments and whatever. And I think it's just fun to see, you know, things happening by coincidence. Mm. It's just a cool, it adds an element of magic to the tour.
Yeah.
That I think is something that people love. You know, I definitely do.
Well, so. Just like everything about Travis and Taylor and the tour, like we watched their love like grow throughout this tour. So it's been so cute. Like he was a man on a mission. He went to that Kansas City tour and make the friendship bracelets. Like, little did you know that that would become a thing for the tour and also get her to where she is now with Travis. It's just so crazy.
I know.
And yeah, and then, like, you know, we saw him at the first one with the We Will Stay fan project, him holding up the sign, and then them doing Karma's the Guy on the Chiefs, and Scott freaking out and all that stuff was just so incredible. And then, you know, he kept coming to every single, he was in Singapore, he was in Argentina, he was in everywhere, London, blah blah, it doesn't matter.
Paris. He was in Paris, he was in London.
Showed how dedicated he was and how dedicated she is to him, you know, going to all of his games. And the Super Bowl, it's just been so nice to watch them fall in love almost in front of our eyes.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously they have so much stuff that's private, but they have been so gracious to give us some crumbs and stuff things. And
well, right, just watching people love each other out loud unabashedly and support each other, you know, unconditionally, it seems, it's just nice to see. And we've been saying that, like, it's, you know, at first, for me personally, I talk about it all the time, it was hard to believe that someone could be so wonderful. And it turns out he's just really wonderful.
Yeah.
And it turns out they're just they love each other. They're supportive of each other and they have each other's backs. And I think that, Travis showing up to as many shows as he did, bringing his friends, his whole family going to see her play. Just there's so much of it that that I think is heartwarming and wholesome. And it's just lovely. You know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Trying to think, I was just gonna say one more thing about that, but I lost my train of thought. Speaking of the Kelsys, a quick shout to Kylie Kelsey.
Yes, shout out
for her podcast,
Big Things.
Yeah. Her podcast, first episode, blew right past Joe Rogan.
Bye bye, JoJo.
Bye bye, JoJo. And, and that's gotta be,
smell you later.
That's gotta be some Swifties. Yeah. That's gotta be some New Heights, some 92%ers.
For sure.
All the above. So congrats to her.
Congrats, girl.
And she went to how many Eras Tour concerts? Two or three?
Yeah, I want to say maybe three. So Kylie is a fucking OG. She's just so cool.
So great.
Yeah,
I love her.
I just
so much.
Can't talk more well about her. She's just so awesome. So
fantastic.
I'm so happy for her, and I feel like people were like, oh, like, not everyone needs a podcast, whatever. Well, clearly she did, because clearly people were waiting and wanting to hear what she has to say, and I am one of those people. Yeah,
absolutely. I would say all in all, well, we're obviously going to talk about the Eras Tour for the rest of time.
Yeah,
this will be the last time we're talking about the Eras Tour, so don't think that. But I think that overall, just what an experience. What a time for so many people. I can't wait to see what comes of it after the fact. Like, I'm excited to see what every dancer says. I'm excited to see what, you know, things that we didn't know that happened behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like there's so much more to like reveal and talk about.
I hope
something
cool comes out.
If any of the dancers like wanna come on our
show. Trust me, I've already been laying the ground. I've been DMing being like, not the dancers, but I've been DMing some people being like, if they're interested, open invite.
If you're a fucking production guy that did the spotlights, like, we want you on the show. Please.
If you were the guy dressed up as Santa. Or Santa. There was Santa and there was an elf, and I know that they were just sound guys at the stadium, and they were just boyfriends. That's how we find out. The girl was like, "That's just my boyfriend being an elf."
It's so funny.
You're welcome. Open invite on the pod.
I was like, "Oh my god, is she gonna do like Christmas Tree Farm as a surprise song and bring
so
do like a full
funny.
Christmas fucking thing?"
Did you see the pictures of her being like, "We're getting her tonight," and it was her in the Olaf costume?
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh, just good stuff.
But
good stuff all around.
I feel like we're gonna be fucking 90 years old, being like, "I went to the Eras Tour."
Yep, exactly.
When Maddie Healy was on stage. I went to when 'tis the damn season. It's like, all right, Grandma, let's get you to bed. Yeah. When there was a tolerated sketch or skit.
I remember when Folklore and Nevermore were two separate sets. Yeah. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Shut up, old lady.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So good.
But it really is going to happen.
I saw Jack Antonoff. We're talking about MetLife Night 1 still.
Getaway car.
They did getaway car for the first time.
Yeah.
I think it's just fun and exciting. And I'm just so glad that we were
able
to talk
about
it.
Yeah, and there's still so much to come with Taylor. Yeah. We got our birthday. We got the Grammys in February. We got the unnamed movie.
We got a lot of shit
coming
up. Yeah. A lot of shit coming up. And she did say
two Taylor's versions still to come out.
Exactly. Two Taylor's versions still to come out. She did say end of an era. See you next era, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and then she did during Long Live. It's the end of an era. That made me cry.
That made me cry.
I cried my eyes out.
And also people are saying that at the end at Karma, she walked through the Karma door.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
With all the dancers, with everybody else, instead of she usually has the lift descends, that goes down on the stage, and she went back with them all, which I think is just fun and lovely and symbolic and great. Quickly before we go, a couple of things that are happening outside in the world that I don't want to forget to talk about. One, we need to leave Barry alone.
Leave
Barry alone. Barry.
Okay, but Barry's statement, like, just say you didn't do it.
I know. I think
it is so crazy that, like, your grandma's getting hate. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
But, like, maybe in your statement be like, hey, guys, this didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, like, shut the fuck up. Right.
He's tiptoeing around. Like, mm-hmm. You're making people more skeptical.
Maybe the only reason I can think that it wouldn't be mentioned is maybe, like, the hope is that not that many people have already heard that rumor, you know? Like, maybe that's, like, living on Twitter or something. But in reality, it's not quite the case. But I will say this. Brecky Hill, I'm upset with her. I don't like that. I understand that some people like to, you know, clout chase in a negative way or a positive way. But for her to be, like, reposting and implying that they did hook up and that she did home wreck or whatever.
Yeah, and then she was like, I did it because it was funny. No, you did it because you knew that it was going to be a headline grabbing. Thing. Yeah.
And obviously people who are harassing Barry are fucking crazy. That's crazy. Leave them alone. They broke up. They're adults. Like, just chill.
I'll never understand when a couple breaks up and, like, the fans will, like, attack the person. Like, didn't you just love them, like, 5 minutes ago?
It's crazy.
Like, I'll never understand. That's not your battle to fight.
And it's not just, like, talking shit. It's the harassment. Like, he was getting harassed.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's getting harassed, like, at his own house. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking nuts. So it's just, like, stop. And just another reminder that none of us know what the fuck is going on ever.
Did you see that Brecky Hill, like, made a video and was like, it wasn't me?
So then she finally was like, it wasn't me, whatever, which, again, too little too late, bitch. Like, the damage has already been done, like, to a certain extent. Like, he already felt this way. He already was getting berated. He already was having people calling him a homewrecker, calling him a piece of shit, all this stuff, saying he's a bad father, saying he's a bad, like, all that shit. It's like, I just don't think that again, Sabrina said a million fucking times that they were casual.
Yeah.
And just because he was in a music video of hers doesn't mean they're getting fucking married.
Yeah.
And if they break up, they break up. And that doesn't mean that everybody needs to start carrying torches and pitchforks to his house. Like, people need to stop with that. Like, it's not every relationship is like the most serious relationship in the world.
Yeah, right? I mean, I did say that if it was true, I wanted Barry Keoghan's head on a stick.
Ooh, well, yeah. Okay. Tough.
It is hard,
I mean,
though.
If,
like,
it were true that he, like, cheated and they were exclusive,
there's a line that
there's
people
so much
always
to it.
Cross. I think Barry, if he was cheating, like, was like, it's also what you said. Like, it's a casual. Like, it really always just seemed
it
very
really
casual.
Be
it
cheating.
Never seemed like they were like in a very committed relationship.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like they were exclusive.
Yeah,
like,
I just think it's. There's a line that people cross every single time with this stuff. And it's just like the harassment, the in person going to his house, like his family members, whatever. Like, that's psychotic.
It's out of control.
I'll never understand the backlash for that.
No.
But if Barry did cheat on Sabrina with Brecky Hill, I'd be like, fuck that motherfucker.
I would be like, well.
But I wouldn't be like, kill him. Again,
exactly,
I did say head on a stake. But that's a figure of speech.
I'd be like,
ew,
what a pig, probably.
Speech.
I'd probably say, ew, what a pig.
Yeah.
Based on, like, the what we know.
Yeah,
you know.
But we don't need to, like, ruin this guy's fucking life.
No. And also, too, like, it's not like, I don't know. Like, if Sabrina and Barry acted like Taylor and Travis, where it's like their families are intertwined, they're together all the time, like, they're clearly exclusive and dating and boyfriend, girlfriend, and there was, like, something nefarious going on behind the scenes, yes, I'd be like, fuck that asshole.
Yeah, like, we only saw Barry and Sabrina together, like, maybe, like, four times.
Exactly, so chill the fuck out. Like, it's just, again, they were having fun, having a good time. She wrote a sexy song about him. He's in a music video. He's an actor, so obviously he's, like...
Yeah.
There was also an element to that where she was like, why not put him in? He's like, he was the right guy for the job. And, you know, it's just, that's, people just need to get a grip.
Agreed.
Always. Get a grip. So yeah, I just wanted to stand up for Barry for a quick sec. And also just hope Sabrina's doing okay. I think she's fine. Did you watch her Nonsense Christmas
Amazing.
Special? Amazing.
So funny.
On Netflix, Sabrina's Nonsense Christmas Special. Star-studded.
Just
fantastic.
Great move for her career.
So good.
Bring back cheesy Christmas specials.
Funny as fuck.
So funny. There was like really good sketches that I loved.
Yep, yep.
All of the musical performances were amazing. Mm-hmm. Her and Chapel Roan sounded so good. Her and Kali Uchis were so good together.
Oh my God. So good.
So good.
Chapel, her and Chapel, when they're performing together, their outfits were unbelievable.
Fabulous.
Like, I need them both.
They were
those outfits.
Giving like Death Becomes Her kind of. Yeah.
Yes.
Really, loved it. I thought it was so, so funny. Totally. And yeah, I highly recommend watching it.
Highly recommend. Yeah. It's a good, and it's, you know, family fun. Good.
Yeah.
Good,
she's
good
at the peak
fam.
Of her career. Like,
she's crushing it.
She could, yeah. Like,
she's a star. She's a rising star. But yeah, so catch up on that. And then,
Caitlin Clark.
Oh my God, of course. Caitlin Clark. So it turns out that, well, we all know Caitlin Clark is a major Swiftie. Turns out Taylor sent her a big bag of merch.
Sent her four bags of
four
merch.
Four big bags of merch, being like, open invite, come watch the Chiefs with me anytime. And then also said that she and Travis are dying to get to a Fever game.
Yeah, she said, Trav and I are dying to get to a game or something like that.
Yep.
Let's see.
And then said, come watch a Chiefs game with me whenever.
Yes. Wait, why?
Which I love.
Why can I not just see Caitlin
Clark? Is it in our DMs?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it might be like the last one
The last one that we sent to each other? Probably.
Yeah, it is. Taylor gave Caitlin Clark four bags of Eras Tour merchandise and a note and invited her to attend the Chiefs game and told her that she and Travis are excited to attend a Fever game when the tour ends.
Yeah.
Swift gave Clark four bags. She said, Trav and I were excited to get to Fever Game now that the tour was winding down and invited Clark to attend a Chiefs game with her.
That's awesome.
Fabulous.
Imagine Caitlin and Taylor together.
That's amazing. And that makes me feel good, too, because Caitlin Clark has been, like, she's a true Swiftie through and through. She's number 22. Like, she's, like, you know, she would deserve that. I would like them for them to, like,
totally,
be friendly.
Totally.
I think that's a really nice thing.
Yeah.
And another, you know, Taylor's women supporting women.
Yeah.
Love it. Women in sports as well. It just hits all the, checks all the boxes.
She
feels good.
Was like Times Athlete of the Year, I think, which is so awesome. So congrats to Caitlin because
Major
she deserves
congrats.
It. Yeah.
Major congrats.
We saw her play.
We did see her play.
Yeah.
Early days we saw her play.
Yeah.
Ooh, how far
whatever.
She's come.
Yeah.
We're original fans.
Yeah, we saw her like when the team sucked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden they got good again.
They were fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, we saw them against the Liberty way back when.
Yep.
That was fun.
Good times.
That was a good day. But all right, I think,
wow.
We could talk for hours and hours, but, of course, as always, we have our, voicemails episode, next episode on Thursday. So all of your Eras Tour thoughts, memories, anything that you noticed over the past weekend or months, years that the tour has been going on, you want to talk about. Feel free to call in or message us. The number, as always, is
347-450-0723.
Or you can go ahead and DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account. And we can't wait to hear from all of you guys and just keep on trucking. And we got Taylor's birthday on Friday. So
yes.
Thanks to look forward
so,
to.
So, yeah, we'll do a little early celebration on
Absolutely
Thursday.
Absolutely.
Yay.
But all right, we love you guys and we'll see you later.
Bye.